Yo. Interesting stuff going on this morning all across social media. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what's happening, but have you seen what Donald Trump, it's the number one trending thing on Twitter right now. Hashtag, it looks like coffee. It's COVFEFE.
Covfev or something? I don't know what he was trying to say.
It's a midnight tweet from President Donald Trump, and it was saying, despite the constant negative press confate, he probably meant like coverage.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm assuming, but it left a lot of people like saying, well, what exactly is he doing? And I love people. Like, there's somebody sitting around right now, they're like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take press coverage of his, and I'm going to make it into something. They actually like found audio and twisted it around, so it sounds like he's singing that word. Like however you would say.
Covfev.
Something like that. Here, listen. They put it into like a little 10-second song clip.
Sometimes the internet is a great place.
It's an amazing place sometimes. Now here's the thing. I kind of, I guess, have something in common with him because that would be me, right? Out of anybody in the group, I'd be the person that misspells a tweet or something on social media.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no denying that for sure. That's me. All right, another thing that I saw, and Alex, you actually brought this to my attention too, but I was reading through, I'm like, ooh, this is just kind of interesting stuff. It's kind of a little bit, it's sad for sure, but it's also a little bit creepy. Is remember that Pulse shooting that happened, that nightclub?
Yes.
That where all those people were killed inside just trying to have a good time? Well, a Pulse shooting survivor actually died in Florida the other day in a car crash.
Oh, that's terrible.
This 20-year-old was obviously a private person after the attack and was just driving, doing their thing, and lost control for Mitsubishi Lancer, crossed the median and crashed head-on into a northbound vehicle. This happened on Memorial Day. Troopers said the crash killed both drivers.
Oh, and, that's so sad.
And they're looking into it. They don't know if alcohol played a role in it or not. I mean,
that's kind of weird, though, because it's like Final Destination. Like, you know what I mean? Like, someone tried to kill her once before, then like a year later, then another way to die finds her. You know what I mean? Like, that's just like those Final Destination movies, which is what's creepy.
And at least with I, too, like, have you ever had a close call? Like, maybe you've been in a car accident or something else happened?
Not that I know of, but I constantly am in fear that, like, I'm being stalked or a serial killer almost picked me once or something like that. You know, I'm always thinking that.
Do you worry, producer? I feel like you're pretty chill. You're like, whatever.
Yo, do I worry about dying?
Well, like, yeah, like, are you freaked out, like that you just escaped death or something, that it might happen again?
I don't know. I think of all the close calls I've had, and,
have you almost died before?
Yeah, have you had a close call?
I mean, it was pretty close, I think.
Oh, my God.
I was
a kid,
yeah, tell
and
us.
My foot got stuck in an escalator, and it was going down, and you see those little claws of death, and you see it going, it's like,
my
foot was about to turn into shredded meat, but since somebody stopped it. Somebody stopped it.
Right,
like,
in time?
About, like, two or three steps
above. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Were you screaming?
I was like, hey, stop the escalator. I was a little kid, but I still knew it. And if there was a button on the escalator that you push underneath there. Yeah.
He's like, excuse me, sir. Sir, could you stop the... I'm about to get grinded up like hamburger.
Oh, my gosh. So that is seriously so scary.
I could have been a peg leg.
Oh, my God. What if it would have taken the whole thing of you? Just started with your leg and just, like, slowly pulled you in.
Ate me up.
Like a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh. Joe and Alex show, you could tweet us, because I don't think we have enough time for calls right now, but if anything like that ever happened to you, where you had like a close call, like a, feel like a Final Destination moment, I never even, thanks for sharing that, I never knew that. That's
scary.
Insane.
Yeah, we don't talk about our escalator of death all the time.
I might have to avoid escalators from now on.
I'm surprised that you even go to the mall, because you like going to the mall. I would be like, screw that, I'm not going anywhere. It's got to be a flat store.
He's a mall rat.
And this story right here is something I've noticed when we went out for lunch, but I was kind of wondering what you guys think. Americans waste food because we're confused, and, well, I guess because we can. They're saying that researchers want to know why we waste so much food so that we can actually, you know, study and try to save it. Because in America, we're like one of the only countries where we waste food all the time. Now, when you guys go out to eat, do you
in America, you get served too much. They give you a plate that can feed a family of 10.
Not all the time. Sometimes you get them on those square plates, and there's like three things on there with garnish.
Yeah. It's either nothing or not enough.
Well, one of the things in the research
said
that a factor is, yes, Americans, we obviously can get more food for our buck in other countries. It's way more expensive for the food, and portion sizes, majority of the time, are larger here in America compared to other countries and spots around the world. But I just know with myself, like when I used to go out with my buddy Nick, we used to do like always, we call it Taco Friday, whatever reason. We always went to this Mexican place on Friday or every 2 weeks.
Taco Friday.
I know. know it's screwed up. You should have Taco Tuesday, but we just did it on Fridays because our bosses usually pay.
That makes me
uncomfortable. And he was like a little bean pole, and he would never finish his food. It always bothered me. He had like legit at least a half of like skillet or a big plate of like chicken fajitas he didn't even like touch into. And I always just like, hey, don't throw that away.
Maybe he was starving during the week and he needed to take something home for leftovers.
No, no, he never took it.
Oh, he just threw it away.
That's my point. He just said you could leave it. So like, it killed me every single time. I just wanted to take the food with me.
I mean, I do it because I don't eat leftovers, so it grosses me out.
That's,
so like, if I don't finish
my
food,
mind.
It's getting thrown away.
Why don't you eat leftovers? They're the same food.
No, it tastes completely different. When you put leftover food in the microwave or something, it tastes nasty. It's like soggy. It's not even the same.
Yeah, I don't do it. It doesn't compare to the original.
So you guys just leave it there.
I don't believe in microwaves. I've never used my microwave one time since I've lived in my apartment.
What if you got a steak? You get like a big steak, like 20-ounce steak. And you only eat like 10 ounces.
Then it gets thrown away.
God, my gosh.
Joe will take the other 30 ounces.
No, I would. I would even, and I'm gross too, like with other people's germs. I get paranoid, but I would cut around your teeth marks.
Ew.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Oh, my, why? Oh, that blows my mind.
I did date this guy once, and oh, I love dating him because I never can finish my food, and he would always like, are you done? And then eat the rest of mine. And so I was like, oh, wow, I'm not a food waster for once in my life. So I love dating him.
Hey, why'd you guys break up?
I don't remember.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Ian.
What's up, Ian? What'd you want to say?
Oh, yeah. I've actually had a close call before.
What happened?
It happened like last year. To be honest, I actually don't know how to swim.
Oh, you almost drowned. Oh my gosh. Did somebody save you?
I almost drowned. Yes, my dad saved me. I was so terrified.
Aww.
I was so confident that I was like
gonna be able to do your thing and just kind of like paddle along. You know what we gotta get you, dude? And not even joking. Water wings. You need those water wings. Those things are legit.